see how this works tonight, and I hope you'll stick in with us. I'm Nancy Bernotitis. I am the moderator here at MomsFightingAutism.com. I'm new, so this is like my second webinar, and I'm very excited today because we are talking about nutrition being part of the puzzle, and we're going to learn some really interesting things tonight. With us, we have Dr. Janet Roberto. We have an audio and a video, I believe, from Dr. William Sears. And first off, we have Kim Norman. Kim and her husband, Chris, have two children, one of whom is on the autism spectrum and has a genetic disorder called Smith-Magenis syndrome. So Kim will be sharing her journey through the years of diagnosis and some answers and provide some insight and share a little bit about Smith-Magenis. Kim, can you hear me?
I can.
Welcome. Thank you for joining
us. Thanks. All right. Well, welcome, everybody, and thank you for this opportunity. This is really exciting. I didn't know that this group existed, so I'm anxious to do this as well. So we'll just start. Wanted to say thank you also to a couple other organizations, Juice Plus, Prisms, and which I will talk about in a little bit, and Soapbox Moms from Springfield is another organization I'm involved with, and these organizations have provided me some information that I'll be talking about tonight.
Oh, I do want to do a little housekeeping. If you're on the phone and you would like to log in and see the slide presentation, you can go to www.momsfightingautism.com, and you'll see the conference and session. There's a little link there to click, view conference and session, and that's how you will get to see the slideshow. If you're just tuning in via the phone, stick with us. There's still going to be a lot of good information. Take it away, Kim.
Okay. All right. Well, tonight we have a couple things that we're going to talk about. The first thing is I'm going to talk about some challenges that we have. And then we are going to listen to Dr. Sears talk about some nine simple steps to a healthier family diet. And then Dr. Roberto is going to give her prescription for a healthy life. So the slide that I have up now, this is my family, and not a very good picture of me right there in the middle, but that is me and my husband, Chris, and our daughter, Bailey, and our son, Jacob. Bailey is 17 years old, and Jacob is 14. And just a little bit about myself. I'm not a medical professional. I'm just I'm a wife and mother of two. I'm an officer in the United States Air Force. My husband and I have made a career of the military, and in January we'll have over 24 years. And I'm a student as well. And by way of introduction about myself, what I wanted to do is kind of go over our story. And on the screen now you can see a history of our daughter's diagnosis. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this was to, first of all, just to share with everybody that I do understand. I am part of your group, and I do have a child with special needs. And so I just wanted to go through this a little bit. The second reason I wanted to go through it, I'm going to explain a little bit later. But so my daughter was first diagnosed probably around the age of one with failure to thrive and possible hyperthyroid. At 18 months, she was diagnosed with verbal, oral, and laryngeal apraxia and dyspraxia. And then from there, different diagnoses you see in there, sensory integration dysfunction, mild diplegic hypotonic cerebral palsy, mild mental retardation, total pelvic dysfunction. Finally, at the age of six, we got the diagnosis of PDD and OS or autism spectrum. And then for the next couple years after that, additional diagnoses of moderate mental retardation, and then, of course, sensitivities to gluten and casein and yeast. And so that was for about eight more years. That's what we had to work with. And we started just getting involved with groups, autism groups. We started ABA. We put Bailey on a gluten-free, casein-free diet. And then one day, my mom brought me a newspaper article. And in this newspaper article, they were talking about Smith-Magenis syndrome and this 5K run that they were going to have near our house to raise awareness about Smith-Magenis and to raise money for an organization called PRISMS. And in the article, they mentioned this mental retardation, explosive outbursts, self-injurious behaviors, disturbed sleep cycle. And my mom said, you know, this kind of sounds like Bailey. And at first I didn't really pay much attention to it because probably as a lot of you who are listening know, there are a lot of things out there that sound like our children, and we're constantly searching for answers, and we'd looked at so many different things. And so I just thought, well, yeah, it does, but, you know, it's not her. And then I went to the website there, and I started looking at it and was very intrigued. So my husband and I actually went to the 5K that weekend, and an amazing thing happened. We met some families and met some children there that were so similar to our daughter that we did go to the pediatrician and request the genetic test to look at Smith-Magenis syndrome. And we actually did find some answers. So, but at the age of 14, she was actually diagnosed with Smith-Magenis syndrome. And this is probably the second reason why I like to go through this when I talk to groups, families with children on the spectrum. Because for 14 years, we just knew autism spectrum disorder. And so if I can help any other family to find out maybe a little bit more about Smith-Magenis syndrome and a possible diagnosis, then, you know, I want to do that. And so I'm just going to go over Smith-Magenis real quickly with everybody. There are quite a few slides here, but I'm going to go through it really quickly, and then if anybody can ask questions about it, then they're more than welcome to before we get into some of the other stuff. But Smith-Magenis is a genetic disorder, and it's related to chromosome 17. And at least 1 in 25,000 people are affected, maybe closer to 1 in 15,000. Only 600 cases are diagnosed in the world right now. But, again, this is why I like to take opportunities like this, because I think that many, many more people would be diagnosed if they knew about it. So there is a test. It's called the FISH test. You can request them to run and look for Smith-Magenis syndrome, and it would show a deletion on that 17th chromosome. So this is my daughter, Bailey, and she was born at 36 weeks. She was premature. There weren't really any early SMS signs that we were aware of. She did have some reflux and some constipation. But looking back now, the signs, you know, we can see signs throughout her life. Had we known about it earlier, we might have been able to pick this up. And so a lot of these things you'll probably pick up yourself, just because we all have experienced so many of these things are similar to what many families are dealing with. So the flattened midface, the downturned mouth, prominent rosy cheeks. She had an open mouth posture, very happy disposition, and frequent crying. She took a lot of daytime naps. More nighttime awakenings. She would be almost inconsolable, though, when she would get upset. She did have constipation, reflux, and some problems swallowing. And then by 18 to 24 months, still no speech. That's where I said she had verbal, oral, and laryngeal apraxia. Some motor planning problems. You can read some of those things. So she still had that little downturned mouth, the short little fingers. By 3 years, still low muscle tone, chronic ear infections. She has a hoarse, raspy voice, and a lot of times people hear and they'll say, oh, she's got a cold, but she doesn't. It's just her voice. She had speech delays, articulation problems. She would constantly be putting things in her mouth, delayed toileting, and even more maladaptive behaviors. one of the things that marked her was absolutely no consistency, no predictability. She was on opposite ends of every spectrum. There was never any right answers. Sometimes, you know, what worked one day wouldn't work the next day. You know, what made her happy one hour wouldn't make her happy the next hour. And so it was very inconsistent. And by 14 years, we started noticing the dark eyebrows that just kind of grow together in the middle. I'm constantly shaving and waxing her eyebrows now that she's 17 years old. But mild to moderate mental retardation and some scoliosis in some of the children. But she has a great memory, and that's why I put on there great at Disney Seen It. She loves that game, and she can remember things that nobody else can remember. So SMS kids are like emotional toddlers. They do have very inconsistent behavior. They're upset by seeing people out of context. So even at 17 years old, she's very much like a toddler in this respect, lives in the moment. She has a very possessive attachment to her caregivers. She loves the girls. We call them her girls that work with her, the college students that come into our home and work with her. She has a difficult time waiting her turn. She's very adult-oriented versus peer-oriented. She is a very attention-seeking, especially from adults. Relentless question-asking. Some of the maladaptive behaviors that we see are hyperactivity, very short attention span, and food seeking, attention seeking. She'll get up in the middle of the night and eat, sudden mood shifts, explosive outbursts, tantrums that could last for a couple hours. We used to see the aggressive behaviors, the biting, the hitting, the pinching, and throwing and breaking. Those things we really don't see anymore. Now we see the self-injurious behaviors. And those have changed over the years. Right now she bites her hand. She's for many years, actually. Now she's going through a phase where she's, you know, biting her hands when she throws a fit and she hits her head. So these did come in stages. But the biggest thing was sleep. They do have an inverted circadian rhythm of melatonin. So as you can see in some of these pictures, she would just fall asleep sometimes in the middle of the day and take a little cat nap and wake up. But then she would be up through the night maybe 2-3 times. She'd go to bed late. She'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be up for the rest of the day. And it never really mattered whether she would fall asleep during the day at school or if she didn't. I mean, she would still be up in the middle of the night. So, okay, something happened there. Okay, so, but on the other hand, she does have a very endearing and appealing personality, and all kids with SMS do. They just hugs all around. They're very pleasant when they're not tantruming, and so they do have excellent long-term memory for names, places, and events, and if they have a mind to share with you and to talk to you, they can tell you if you've lost something. They can usually tell you where it is.
Well, that's helpful.
It is. When I can't find something, I usually, you know, Bailey, have you seen it? And if she is paying any attention to me at all and wants to talk, she can usually tell me where it is. So, and she's very eager to please. So there she is there in the at the bottom picture with some of the girls that she's worked with. So if any of that sounds familiar to anybody, the website that I would turn you to is www.prisms.org, and that's parents and researchers interested in Smith-Magenis syndrome, and you can learn more information there, or I can, you know, talk to you about it later. So now what we're really here to talk about today is something that that I'm real anxious to share. I first learned about Juice Plus from a friend who also had a child on the autism spectrum, and her doctor had told her about it for their son, and I was very interested in it because I knew that Bailey did not get the amount of nutrition that she should get. She didn't have a very good diet, and I was very concerned about that. And I was also interested in it for myself because I was going through some health issues as well. And so what we're going to talk about today just really made a huge difference in our lives. And through my association with Juice Plus and all of the medical and health and wellness professionals that I've worked with, I've learned so much. And the more I learned, I was just compelled to share with people and to tell everybody. I don't feel like I can keep this to myself. So and just start out with the starry state of American health. And we read about this in magazines. It's all over the place. But we know that we aren't very healthy. 80 million people have some form of heart disease. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 2 men will have cancer in his or her lifetime. There are over 20 million children and adults have diabetes. 64% of adults are overweight. And about 59% of adults do not engage in any leisure time physical activity. And, of course, we all know about our health care expenditures and how they are just going through the roof. But what about our children? And you can see from these articles that we also know that our children are not very healthy as well. And when I first started looking into all of this, really learning a lot more about nutrition and what was happening in the body, Bailey was 12. And this first statistic really struck me. By the age of 12, an estimated 70% of children have developed the beginning stages of hardening of the arteries. And, of course, I knew what she was eating, and that scared me. 1 in 3 Americans born in 2000 will develop diabetes. 1 in 4 children is obese. And I think in some places that number is even higher. I have been to the school, and Bailey's classroom actually was right across from the cafeteria. And sometimes when I would go in at lunchtime and see the kids standing in line, and I was just amazed at the number of children that are overweight. So nearly 50% of obese adolescents will remain obese as adults. 7% of school-aged children are diagnosed with ADHD. 6% of elementary school children and 7% of adolescent children will miss 11 or more days of school yearly due to illness or injury. And 93% of all children and adolescents do not consume the recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Dr. David Katz is the director of Yale Griffin Prevention Research Center, and he's also a medical editor for O, the Oprah magazine, and he's been quoted as saying, children are more harmed by poor diet than by exposure to alcohol, drugs, and tobacco combined. And he's also said that due to poor diet, this generation of children has a shorter life expectancy than their parents. This is the first time in history that we are seeing this. So one of the things I wanted to do tonight was just go over why we are so unhealthy. And if you look here, you can see just a few of the reasons, but primarily poor food choices, not drinking enough water, lack of exercise, a stressful lifestyle, which we probably all have that are on this call tonight, environmental factors, sleep deprivation, which I truly understand, and approach to medicine. So let's just start talking about those. Poor food choices, and just if you look at there on the left at that Mountain Dew bottle, when I do these presentations live, I pull this out, and you can see all of the sugar packets that are attached to it. That bottle of Mountain Dew alone has 77.5 grams of sugar. That's almost 20 teaspoons of sugar. So just imagine opening the cap of that bottle and taking your teaspoon and your sugar bowl at your table and putting in 20 teaspoons of sugar into that bottle. And one of the things that we also talk about is reading labels. It's very important to look at the labels of the food. And, of course, if you're watching your child's diet and you have them on a special diet, you're always doing that, looking for the ingredients. But just looking at serving sizes as well, and the number, you know, the amount of sugars and fats and all of that in the food. That particular bottle of Mountain Dew is 2.5 servings. And so when you look at the calories and you look at the sugars, you have to multiply that by 2.5. And so that's very important. And sometimes people don't realize that even the foods that look healthy are maybe not so good for us. My son Jacob came home from school one day and was, you know, just adamant that he wanted these Danimal yogurts. And truly, I was so excited because he had never eaten yogurt before, and I thought it was a really healthy snack. And so the next time I was at the grocery, I got him. And then once I started reading labels, I realized that that small little bottle, and you can't tell from that picture, but that bottle of Danimals yogurt is half the size at least of that Mountain Dew bottle. And it has 27 grams of sugar. That's 6, almost 7 teaspoons of sugar. There are only 5 3/4 ounces of yogurt in that bottle. And so that is a lot of sugar. And if you can see, you know, just all of those names, when you're looking at labels, all those names on the left and the right-hand side are words that could be in the labels, and all of those are sugars. So you do risk more than just cavities when you consume a lot of sugar. And I wanted to go over some of those things, you know. Sugar, some classify refined sugar as a drug or a poison because it's depleted of its life forces, proteins, minerals, and vitamins. Too much of it can be harmful to the body and can cause disease. It can lead to organ malfunction and hormone disruption. When systems are disrupted and unbalanced, several other pathological conditions manifest, like allergies, obesity, degenerative organ disease, diabetes, depression, behavioral problems. It depresses the immune system. 16 teaspoons depresses the immune system for 6 hours. And it does affect behavior and attention and learning. It leads to sugar highs, where adrenaline levels are raised 10 times higher than normal. It promotes heart disease, and it robs the body of nutrients. It zaps your energy. It decreases the effectiveness of antibiotics. And that's huge. How many times do our children get sick and then we take them to the doctor and we get an antibiotic and then the antibiotic doesn't work and then we have to go back and we get another, you know, another prescription for the antibiotic. And it's just a vicious cycle. And it also triggers an outpouring of insulin. It raises the blood glucose levels and it causes cancer cells to divide more rapidly. And so, those are all really scary things. Most people are in denial about the amount of sugar that they consume or their family consumes. That bag on the left you'll see has the average American consumes 3/4 of a pound of sugar every single day. And when I showed that to my husband, and he was one of the first ones to say, "Oh, I don't do that." And then I actually took a look at what he had just eaten, and I added up the amount of sugar that he had eaten and showed him, and he was amazed. The bag on the right there shows an average child's lunch, school lunch, that's been packed, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on wheat bread, applesauce, a yogurt, maybe a Capri Sun drink, and maybe 2 of the small Keebler chocolate chip cookies. That is almost, look at that bag, it's almost 3/4 of a pound of sugar right there. It's 24 to 27 teaspoons, but, you get up there pretty quickly. So it does all add up. 10 teaspoons is what is recommended. It only takes 16 teaspoons to suppress your immune system. And the immune suppressing effect of sugar starts less than 30 minutes after ingestion. So And you see there, if you do consume 3/4 of a pound of sugar per day, in a week, you're over 5 pounds of sugar. That's a 5 pound bag of sugar there. So, pretty amazing. Now this next slide, and I'm not sure if you can see it because I can only see part of it on my screen, but that is a picture of a McDonald's Happy Meal. And if you can see those French fries, I usually pass this around. I had a hamburger and a Happy Meal French fry that I pass around when I do my wellness presentations and I show this. That Happy Meal is actually about 5.5 years old. And there's no mold on it. They are actually still a little bit greasy to the touch. They're just dried out, but they don't decay. And one of the quotes that I had heard from a nutritionist once was, if it doesn't rot or sprout, throw it out. Your body needs live food, and this is not it. Your body just can't digest this. It's not real. It doesn't really recognize what to do with it. And so you can just imagine what it's doing in your body if it can sit for 5.5 years and look exactly the same as it did when you bought it. So part of the reason is because of the chemicals and the fats that are in it. Trans fat is a buzzword that probably a lot of people are hearing. And trans fat is double trouble for your heart health. Trans fat raises your bad cholesterol. It also lowers your good cholesterol. So it can be very deadly. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was not drinking enough water. And most of us probably are in a state of dehydration most of the time. They say adults should drink a minimum of 64 ounces of water. That is 4 16-ounce bottles every single day. And we should spread that out throughout the day. Our children should do the same thing. It's recommended that they drink 6 to 8 glasses or about 50 to 67 ounces regularly throughout the day. 3 to 4 of those glasses should be during the time that they're at school. One of the other things I wanted to talk about water is that even mild hydration will slow your metabolism as much as 3%. It's the number one trigger of daytime fatigue. And preliminary research indicates 8 to 10 glasses of water will significantly ease back and joint pain for 80% of sufferers. 2% drop in body water can trigger fuzzy short-term memory, trouble with basic math, difficulty focusing. So very important, especially for our children, to be getting enough water. Drinking 5 glasses of water daily decreases the risk of colon cancer by 45%. So, again, it's very, very important. Now, there's some other factors, of course, lack of exercise. Many Americans do not get as much exercise as they should every single day. Many of us are living a very stressful lifestyles. Environmental factors such as, obviously, smoking is out there, but just the chemicals that are in our environment and things like that, sleep deprivation, all of these things affect our health. But then our children are also dealing with other factors. Children with autism and autism-related disorders have additional challenges like chronic intestinal problems. There is a direct connection between the intestinal system and the overall neurological function. Healing the gut can help heal the brain. Many, many people, you know, agree with this. So allergies, it's very important to test for these and eliminate and treat offending allergens. A healthy immune system can help improve neurological function, and we're going to talk about the immune system later. Nutritional defense deficiencies, many of our children have these. They also sometimes choose foods selectively, sometimes eating only foods with certain colors or items made by a particular brand. They may gravitate to foods of particular textures, or they fixate on certain appearances. They don't, you know, maybe they will only eat one color, or they will never eat anything that's green. And some of the children have motor delays, which cause problems eating or swallowing, or they just refuse to eat solid foods. And so, you know, these are huge challenges for us. Researchers collected data on the eating habits of nearly 13,000 children born in England between 91 and 92. And 37.5% of the parents of autistic kids said that their child was very choosy. Autistic children ate fewer vegetables, salads, and fresh fruit than the other children. Gastrointestinal problems such as constipation and diarrhea led to some of the kids to avoid eating. And this all led Dr. Fox, the co-author of Treating Eating Problems of Children with Autism Spectrum Disorders, to say, autism is a complex disorder and a well-balanced diet is always best for the child. And so that is our goal, is to get our children to eat a well-balanced diet. So the biggest question is, what can we do about it? We know what we need to do. What can we do about it? Well, not only just for our children, but also for us, the government has spent billions of dollars trying to find cures for heart disease, cancer, and other diseases, and their conclusion is that disease is easier to prevent than it is to cure. And the recommendation is to eat 7 to 13 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every day. That is what we need to do. We really need to be getting fruits and vegetables into our diet every single day, and not just a couple. We really need a lot of fruits and vegetables, fresh and raw. But, of course, no, many people cannot do that. So, so here in a little bit, hopefully, if everything works, we're going to hear Dr. William Sears. And I love Dr. Sears. He is a renowned pediatrician. He's, gosh, when I first had my children, it was Dr. Brazelton was the, you know, pediatrician that had written so many books, and you'd hear all the time. Dr. Sears is that today. He's the author of over 30 books. He and his wife, he's a medical consultant for Baby Talk and Parenting Magazine, and he also still has a practice, and he practices with two, I'm not sure, Dan, if you remember, it's two or three of his sons that are pediatricians as well, and one of them is has been on the
Doctor
TV show, yeah, and so anyway, Dr. Sears says that over 70% of disease is preventable through good nutrition. And this Time magazine, I really love this because it says why your DNA isn't your destiny. And this is one of the things that I have found through just many different talks that I have been to. The food choices that you make can change your genes and those of your children. Just because obesity is in your family or heart disease or cancer does not mean that that it has to be your future. There is a switch that can be turned on and off because, you know, with the food choices that you make. And so that's good news. So the solution, again, is healthier food choices and consuming more fruits and vegetables. And if there was a way to do that, wouldn't we all be interested in that? So let's see, Jan, if you can try and turn this over and see if we can get the audio started.
I'm ready to start the audio whenever you guys have the slides up.
Okay, so you want me to do the slides first, and then you'll put the audio up?
Yeah, there's a slight delay.
Okay. Pardon me?
Yeah, there's a slight delay in the sound, so go ahead with the slides.
Okay. Alrighty, I am looking here. So right now, excuse me, everybody, when I clicked slides, I'm still seeing Kim. So how do I choose the other ones?
I don't know.
Let me see.
Nancy, when I went to slides, it's still second moderator log on. I guess that's me. Okay, I am not
change
seeing
presentation at the very bottom.
Very bottom. Okay.
At the bottom of the
screen. I see that. Change presentation.
You may have to go back and click slides again because I overrode you.
Okay. Excuse me, everybody.
Sorry. Thanks for bearing with us, everyone, while we figure this out.
Okay, there we go. Now, change presentation. Okay, there we go. Now, one of four. Okay. All righty.
Now start the audio, and we should be good to go.
Dr. William Sears has been advising busy parents how to raise healthier families for over 35 years. He's still doing so today, along with three of his sons, at the Sears Family Clinic in San Clemente, California. Dr. Sears and his wife Martha have authored more than 30 best-selling books on parenting and childcare. He serves as a medical consultant for Parenting and Baby Talk magazines. His AskDrSears.com website is one of the most popular health sites on the Internet. And he's worried about the state of our nation's health.
I'm excited about sharing with you what I feel are 9 changes that will help your family grow happier and healthier. We have a nutritional crisis in America. Your children are eating alarming amounts of junk foods, and it's harming their growing bodies. And we pediatricians are seeing the consequences. High blood pressure, high blood sugar, high blood cholesterol, earlier and earlier in children. Not only are children's bodies getting less healthy, so are their brains. The number of drugs to pick children up or calm them down, to alter their moods, is increasing at an alarming rate. But the good news is, all these diseases are preventable by how you feed your children. When parents come into my office and their child has a chronic illness such as diabetes or asthma or ADD, one of the things I want to educate them in is a new model of medical care, and one I call the pills and skills model. And that means relying less on pills and more on self-help skills. And those self-help skills are teaching your body to muster up its own internal medicine.
How does a family develop those self-help skills? Dr. Sears offers 9 simple steps to a healthier family diet. Step 1, shape young tastes.
I use my pediatric office as sort of a nutritional laboratory to study outcome. I noticed there was a group of moms in my office I called pure moms. They never let a morsel of junk food enter the lips of their children for many years. And then I started following these children over the years. I noticed, wow, I don't see these kids that often because they're not as sick as often. And I found they didn't have as many school problems and attention problems. So not only were their bodies healthier, their brains were better off. And when these pure children of pure parents would get out into the real world of junk food, they didn't overdose. They develop a taste for real, wholesome food. We don't have to be perfect. The occasional junk food's okay. But the more you can start those early years in programming your children toward healthier eating habits, the better. That is the beginning of the gift of health that I want you to give your children.
Step 2, feed your family the right carbohydrates.
Carbohydrates are not bad things. In fact, children need lots of carbs to grow, to think, and to play. Children need at least 50% of their diet in the form of healthy carbs, even more if they're very active. The same is true for older children and adults, especially the more active we are. The more active we are, the more energy we need in the form of carbs. But the key is they need good for your carbs, not bad for your carbs. The good carbs are packaged by nature. The fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains, those are good carbs. The bad carbs come from the factory. The worst carbs are your sweetened beverages. A good carb, or a good for you carb, has two friends, protein and fiber. They keep the good carb from rushing into the bloodstream too fast. They steady the entry of sugar into the bloodstream, so you get a nice, continual, steady supply of energy. A bad for you carb has no fiber, no protein. It rushes into the bloodstream too fast, and the blood sugar goes real high and makes you jittery. And it comes way down, and that roller coaster effects of highs and lows all day long is what makes us tired and grumpy.
Step 3. Feed your family the right fats.
Just like with carbs, at all ages, we need a right-fat diet, not necessarily a low-fat diet. This low-fat craze can be unhealthy, especially for growing children. The two main nutritional deficiencies that I believe exist at all ages is fruits and vegetables, number one, and omega-3 fats. The best fats are seafood, especially wild salmon, certain oils like flax oil and olive oil, nuts and nut butters, seeds like sesame seeds and sunflower seeds, and avocados. The less healthy fats come from animal fats, and the worst fats come from factory. We call these hydrogenated fats or hydrogenated oils. Another name is trans fats. These are fats that have been processed and chemically changed so they make food last longer. Healthy fats are a rich source of energy. So when we run out of energy from carbs, our body dips into like a reserve fuel tank of fat.
Step 4. Feed your family grow foods.
In our family, we use the term grow foods because kids equate grow foods with performance, running fast, getting bigger, getting stronger, getting smarter. Vegetables, legumes like peas, beans, lentils, fruits, whole grains, nuts, yogurt, eggs, and oils. You'll notice they all have one thing in common. They come from nature, not from the factory. Grow foods balance the blood sugar. Because they're packaged with protein and fiber and healthy carbohydrates and healthy fats, the energy gets in at a steady rate, so you don't have the ups and downs of blood sugar like you would with non-grow foods or junk food.
You can emphasize grow foods in the diet with what he calls traffic light eating.
Green light foods are go-for-it foods, anytime foods. Those are the fruits, the vegetables, all those grow foods we found in nature. Then there are the yellow light foods. These are the sweet treats, the desserts, the ice cream, the frozen yogurt. They're a sometime food. Then we have the red light foods. They're a no-time food. The red light foods that stop, can you make a healthier choice?
Step 5, raise a grazer.
Grazing means eating small, frequent mini meals throughout the day instead of gorging on big meals. Children are meant to graze. In fact, all ages do better and are healthier when we graze. Studies have shown that people who eat the same number of calories a day, if they break that up into 5 or 6 mini meals instead of 3 big meals, they tend to put on less extra body fat. One of the best ways to encourage your children to become grazers is to let them feed themselves and serve themselves. In fact, studies have shown that children tend to eat smaller portions when they serve themselves. When we serve our children, we tend to feed them adult portions. Now, what we've done in our family is to make a nibble tray. So you take all these little grow foods and you cut them up to look like children's foods. And you give them childlike names like broccoli trees, orange wheels, cooked carrot sticks. And you place that nibble tray on the child's little table. The child will play a while, come and sit and graze a bit, and go on and play a while and come back and graze. At the end of the day, that little tray is empty.
Step 6. Start the day with a brainy breakfast.
Breakfast sets the nutritional tone for the day. sending your child off to school without a healthy breakfast is like driving your car off to work with an empty fuel tank. The brain uses 25% of all the food energy we eat. The brain does not store energy, so it requires a steady supply of energy before it runs out of gas. Children are better behaved when they begin the day with a brainy breakfast. They have fewer blood sugar swings and therefore fewer mood swings. Children learn better when they begin the day with a brainy breakfast. What happens if children skip breakfast or have a junk carb breakfast? They simply run out of gas. It's no wonder children get these labels of learning problems and attention problems. Studies have shown those who begin the day with a brainy breakfast make higher grades, are better attentive, and have fewer absences in school.
Step 7. Feed your family lots of fruits and vegetables.
Remember how grandmother advised you to eat your fruits and vegetables? Grandmother was nutritionally correct. Fruits and vegetables are natural grow foods, go for it foods, anytime foods. They have the right carbs, the right fats, fiber, protein. They're the total package. Consider fruits and vegetables like nature's pharmacy. Fruits and vegetables contain what are called phytonutrients. They are the immune-boosting nutrients in fruits and vegetables that give them a deep color. It's important to eat a variety of fruits and vegetables, or a variety of phytos. And the reason is, there's a nutritional principle called synergy. If you eat a lot of phytos, or a lot of different colors, a lot of different fruits and vegetables, all those phytos come together and really boost the immune system. You have to be very creative sometimes to get children to eat lots of veggies. So here are some tricks from our family we call sneakies. Make nutritious dips. Make veggie art like pretty pizza, which is veggies sprinkled over a whole wheat tortilla or a pita bread. Kids love pretty pizzas.
Step 8. Take your children to the supermarket.
The supermarket is a giant nutritional classroom. Take advantage of it. Take your children shopping. First of all, sit down with your child and make a shopping list of grow foods. As soon as you enter the supermarket, we say, we only shop the perimeter because that's where the grow foods are. Have fun with your child shopping. While in the produce aisle, pick up a head of iceberg lettuce in one hand and, say, romaine or spinach in the other. And ask your child, do you notice the difference? They say, well, the iceberg is pale, and this is green. That's because the green lettuce has lots of grow food in it.
Which one is the healthy cereal, right?
And then go over to the cereal aisle, and you pick out the cereals that have the right carbs on them. The bread aisle is one of my favorites. Have your child pick up a loaf of white bread and contrast it with a loaf of 100% whole wheat bread in the other hand. Ask your child, do you notice any difference? They're likely saying, well, the white bread is kind of lighter. It's not as heavy. And it's squishy. Do you want your muscles to feel weak and squishy like the white bread? Or strong and firm like the whole wheat bread? That's why we call white bread air bread, because it doesn't have any grow food in it. Kids love to be active shoppers.
Having fun at the supermarket is one thing. Making time to do it is another. That's why Dr. Sears suggests Step 9. Add a whole food-based supplement to the family diet.
There's no substitute for just wholesome, real, whole foods. The fact is, children have erratic eating habits, and we don't live in an ideal world.
That's why Dr. Sears recommends Juice Plus to his patients.
The difference about Juice Plus is it's from 17 different fruits and vegetables, all conveniently packaged in a little capsule. Many vitamins, many minerals, and many, many phytonutrients, all those acting together. Even though Juice Plus comes in a capsule and could be perceived as a pill, it really belongs in the skills model because Juice Plus helps the body muster up its own internal medicine. The fruits and vegetables in Juice Plus are natural phytos, those phytonutrients we talk about, the immune boosters, Juice Plus is like an insurance policy to make sure you get the necessary or optimal level of all these immune boosters. I found out about Juice Plus through my wife. I was recovering from colon cancer. And one night after chemotherapy and radiation, I sat down at the table and my wife shows me these four little capsules, you know, two pink and two green. I said, Martha, what are these? And she said, never mind, just take them. So I simply took them. But being a doctor, I said, I got to find out what's in these capsules. So I started studying about Juice Plus. And I looked at the science of Juice Plus. Reputable journals showing how much healthier people are after taking Juice Plus. And then I thought, if it helps me, I want my whole family to take it. And then I started using it in our pediatric practice, and I noticed the health differences. One of the things that impressed me about Juice Plus is how well-researched it is. Many companies spend a lot on advertising and not very much on basic research. Juice Plus was just the opposite. Little on advertising, a lot on research. As a doctor, that impressed me. And what really impressed me is the effects I've seen in my pediatric practice. I would take children who were sick all the time, who had terrible eating habits, and put them on Juice Plus, and then moms would come in maybe a year later and say, the reason, Dr. Bill, you haven't seen us so often is because my child is so much healthier after taking Juice Plus. Parents would say, you know, Dr. Bill, something surprising happened. When my child started taking Juice Plus, my child would eat more fruits and vegetables. I said, wow, that's interesting. So back to the books. Why? I was curious. Why would children willingly eat more fruits and vegetables after taking Juice Plus? And I found it's the old concept of metabolic programming. It's like you're giving the child all these fruits and vegetables, and the body says, wow, that's good for me. Give me more.
9 simple steps from a doctor who has cared for parents and their children for more than 35 years.
I want these 9 simple steps, which you have learned, to make a difference in your family's health. The best gift you can give your children is the gift of health. And for adults, one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is the gift of health. Especially as we age, we plan for our financial retirement. We want time and we want money. But one of the things we forget is to plan for our health. So I hope these 9 simple steps will help you formulate your own retirement health plan. It's never too late to start on the path to good health.
This material may not be copied in whole or in part without the written permission of the copyright owner. Copyright 2006, NSA Incorporated.
Okay. Kim?
Yes. Okay.
Did you want to go ahead and take over the last 4 slides?
Okay.
It says the second moderator is on.
Yes, I think I just did.
Okay.
I think everybody should see that is Juice Plus. There's the box and the 2 bottles of Juice Plus, the red and the green. That's the orchard and the garden. The orchard is the fruits and the green is the vegetables, and that is the way that it comes. In a 4-month supply, you get 4 bottles of red and 4 bottles of the green. So, let's just go over the answers again, that the 9 simple steps that Dr. Sears reviewed. The first step was shape young taste. The second one was feed your family the right carbohydrates. 3 was feed your family the right fats. 4 was feed your family grow foods. 5, raise a grazer. I love that. 6, start the day with a brainy breakfast. 7, feed your family lots of fruits and vegetables. 8, take your children to the supermarket. And I put a little smiley face there for those of of us on this call, because I know that sometimes that can be challenging. But I have found over the years that we've been able to do that, and Bailey is now a great participant in selecting our foods at the grocery store. So number 9 is add a whole food concentrate to the family diet, and that is Juice Plus. So making smart eating choices is essential to living a healthy, happy, and successful life. And I just wanted to pose this question to you. Are your young children, 2 to 6 years old, eating the recommended 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit each and every day? Are your older children, over the age of 6, eating 5 servings of vegetables and 4 servings of fruit per day? And are you getting your 9 to 13 servings every day? I know that I wasn't, and I know that my family wasn't, and so this has been a tremendous solution for us, and we have really seen great benefits. So I just am so glad that I was able to share that with everybody today. If anybody is interested in adding Juice Plus to their diet, I would suggest going to this website, www.nancybelovesjuiceplus.com. That's www.nancybelovesjuiceplus.com or bernofam@gmail.com, bernofam@gmail.com. So up next is Dr. Roberto, and I do want to just do a little introduction here. Jan is a very good friend of mine, and I've learned so much from her over the years. She is a medical doctor who has been practicing full-time family medicine along with her husband Mark and 4 other physicians in Springfield, Ohio for the past 22 years. She is board certified in family medicine and is an active member of the medical staff of the Springfield Regional Medical Center. She completed her undergraduate degree from the University of Cincinnati and received her doctorate in medicine from the Wright State University School of Medicine in Dayton, Ohio. She then completed a 3-year residency in family medicine and is a member of the American Academy of Family Physicians. She's passionate about the message of staying healthy by choosing lifestyle that promotes wellness and longevity. She and her husband, Mark, have 1 child, Samuel, who has recently been accepted to medical school in Dayton, Ohio. So, Jan, are you ready to take over?
Yes, I'm here, but I am looking at the choices of slides, Nancy, and my 2 presentations are not listed.
Okay, let me take a look.
Why don't you go ahead? I don't know if maybe when Ernest was talking earlier, if maybe my 2 were the ones that were not available.
I see you listed under Kim's. Nutrition is another piece of the puzzle, part 1 and part 2.
Okay.
Let me get back out.
Okay.
You just take me over.
How is it that I'm listed under Kim's?
I uploaded you first.
Okay. So, Kim, number 1.
No, you're beneath that. Nutrition is another piece of the puzzle.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Hold on a
second.
That's okay. Kim, number 1, part 2, nutrition is another piece, then
yep.
Nutrition is another piece. So which
yep.
is mine?
You're the bottom one.
Okay, then where would part 2 be? Oh, I see. Okay, I see that. All righty. There we are. Okay, can you see that?
Yes, I can.
It says second moderator log on. Another moderator has logged on into the presentation.
I think you're in control.
Nope, I'm not. Okay, let me just go ahead and...
Did you go up to slides?
Okay, I'm sorry. No. Hold on. Almost there, guys. Hang in there.
This is really...
And then, like, that you want to take control.
This is the medical part.
Yep. I got it. Prescription for a healthier life. Okay, we're on. Okay. So thank you, everybody, for hanging in there with us. My goal is to explain a little bit more about the why behind this whole concept of whole food nutrition. You've heard so far from Kim, who has firsthand experience with special needs and children with developmental disorders, like all of you, and I just want to applaud you and tell you that as a community, I just respect you all and have had several patients. I'm by no means an expert. I'm a family physician. I've been practicing 22 years, and I have had a handful of autistic children, and I do know personally of some of the struggles, but not like you have lived them firsthand. But my passion really is for all children and adults, because no matter what disorder, illness, disease any of us are dealing with, we still need to be armed with the best chance possible of staying healthy. And you know, we still have the future ahead of us, and how do we predict what the next crisis is going to be, and how do we, you know, ensure that we're doing all we can. So my story does begin with the fact that I have always been very mainstream medicine and was not educated in medical school about wellness, prevention, or nutrition. So my question would be for you as parents, number one, would you survive a health crisis? You know, number one, your caregivers and your family is extremely dependent on you to provide and maintain. And then with your special needs children and with all of those stresses and strains, you know, you're at even higher risk, okay? And number two, you need to stay healthy even longer. So my question would be, how would that look to you personally? And for our story, our family is my husband 15 years ago at the age of 41 had a very critical 90% narrowing of the main artery to his heart. And he did not have a heart attack, but it is what started our journey towards looking at, you know, prevention and staying healthy. And so for the next maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes, I just want to sort of invite you into my office and also treat you as if you were my patient and just give you a little bit of what I would say an extended office visit. I forgot to take that out. Well, there's our motley crew there. I'm over there on the left, and my husband's there in the white shirt, and then the rest of our crew. So at any rate, what I want to do is just sort of start with a health assessment that you will do on yourself, and then we'll move to a physical exam where you're going to be looking inside of yourself and learning a little bit more about the rationale or the why behind what you've already heard in terms of the power of whole food nutrition and fruits and vegetables. We'll go over some evidence because really as healthcare practitioners, we do not normally make any recommendation unless there is evidence. You know, a lot of what you have experienced is anecdotal or, you know, will this help this problem or that problem? And as a community, you help each other out and you've heard this and heard that, but, coming from my viewpoint is where's the evidence, you know, because that's the standard that we try to keep as much as possible. And then leaving you with some action steps and tools to make good nutrition easier. So let's start with the health assessment. And so really, where are you today? And, you know, I like to point out here, if you look at the top left corner, you know, you're sort of at a crossroads, and some of us do better on certain days than others. And then there on the bottom right, it's like confused. Who knows which way we're going? Some days, you know, it's just good luck. You know, the things that used to be good for us are now bad for us and vice versa. So, you know, just take your chances, okay? But that's not very positive if you ask me. I like the idea of having a pretty clear idea of what we can do as much as possible. But here is a slide showing sickness by default. Many people just let life happen. And, you know, that might be that surprise visit to the emergency room. It could be the bottom left with the fast foods, and sometimes, you know, that is a reality, especially if you have children that are going in two or three different directions or maybe even more directions. And, you know, let's face it, you know, you have to eat, and so you go with what works. And then, of course, there's the bad habits. And as Kim showed earlier with just how easy it is to add all that sugar in. And so my goal here is for you not to feel any more pressure, is because we are all in the same boat where some days we do better than others. So there's really no perfect way. And I'm just kind of interjecting this because, no condemnation here. Okay. Pat yourself on the back. You're on the phone. You're going to learn something that's going to help. But then here at the bottom right, the other big contributor to sickness is feeling stressed out and sleep deprived. And I think that probably includes us all. And over time, the effects of stress and not sleeping take its toll with illnesses, immune system problems, irritability, you know, just not feeling good. So just understand that the solution for most people are pharmaceuticals. And this is just a photograph of 14,000 prescribed drugs in the lifetime of the average Briton. And Americans are even higher. And some people will say, well, how do you do that? Well, here's just an instance of, you know, perhaps even a young man that grows up with asthma and hay fever and indigestion and back pain, and then, you know, stops smoking at 70 and is on more medicine in the last 10 years and then dies of a stroke. And that's how that can add up. And for a woman, just maybe birth control and then getting pregnant and then being on antidepressants and hormone replacement and arthritis, breast cancer. So you can see how over time it's easy to add up that many pharmaceuticals. And don't get me wrong, pharmaceuticals are needed and important, but a lot of the use could be avoided by better health choices. And so what does that look like? Well, making good choices in terms of exercise, physical activity. The bottom left shows the beautiful picture of whole food nutrition that we just heard about. How about a more ideal body mass index, which is a little bit newer way of measuring, instead of your weight alone, it's based on your weight and your height to obtain something called the body mass index. And then the bottom right is the sleep. You know, wouldn't it be ideal to go to sleep when you're tired and wake up when you're rested? I know I can hear a lot of you laughing. But then also, how about vitality and longevity, looking good, feeling good into your older years? You know, a lot of people are more interested in their outward appearance than they are on staying fit or feeling good on the inside, having healthier cells. And so, you know, I'm there too. I want to age well, and when I'm 80, be able to take care of grandchildren and take on that new technology. And I see here that some of my slides that were hidden have become unhidden. So I'm going to be surprised tonight, I think. But here you see the difference between chronological versus biological aging. And basically, these pictures are both the same age. But studies have shown that those that have the best nutrition, relaxation, and exercise will have a younger biologic age. You know, these people are both probably 80, but the three on the right are younger biologically than the gal on the left who's had a harder life. But my motto is to die young, but as late in life as possible. So wouldn't you agree that if you could choose that now, that would be something worth achieving. So what we do know is that the statistics are terrible. Overweight and obesity is rising. It's now over two-thirds of adults, one-third of children, heart disease and cancer is taking the lives of over 55%, and sick care spending is obviously out of control. And it's expensive to be sick. And if you take the amount of money that's spent on health care and divide it by the population, the average is about $7,600 a person per year. And you might say, well, that I don't spend that. Well, start thinking of doctor visits, prescriptions, over-the-counter medicine, missing work, and you could see that's half of it right there. But, you know, when we talk about heart disease, we do know that one person will die every 37 seconds. That would be we're on the phone for an hour. That's going to be, you know, you do the math. A lot of people dying. 120, I'm getting tired. And then same with cancer, one death a minute. So 60 people in an hour are going to die from cancer. And so these two illnesses definitely have been proven to be preventable by our food choices. And it used to be that smoking was the number one cause of death, but now poor nutrition, physical inactivity, and having what we call a BMI or body mass index over 26, that those three are now the leading preventable causes of cancer. And let me just digress for a second. You know, we were talking about the nutrition of our children, and that I know with children on the autism spectrum, that their challenges are even greater. And so we already know that nutrition is a link, you know, for future cancer and heart attack and stroke. And so, you know, your children in particular, you know, they're still going to age and they're still going to be at risk for these other illnesses. And so I'm even more passionate to say, you know, we need to have some solutions to help them for their future. You know, again, how do you feel that cold, that cancer, that heart attack that you never get? Okay, so the Journal of the National Cancer Institute in 2007 published a study showing that those that had the best diet of fruits and vegetables had delayed aging, reduced risk of cancer, reduced risk of heart disease, and there's two websites, cancer.org and AmericanHeart.org. That's some references. And, of course, what do we have as the norm now is that our children are what they eat. We have teenagers eating bagels and chips and pizza and fries, and Kim covered this so well. And we have children being raised on Mountain Dew at you know, 1 year of age. And Kim already quoted this with Dr. Katz, but children are more harmed by poor diet than by exposure to alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. And look at this, 70% of fatty deposits are found in the arteries of 12-year-old children. That's a lot. That's an extremely high statistic. And 30% high blood pressure in those that are overweight and obese. And so, you know, our children are becoming diabetic, and it's because of this epidemic of being overweight at such a young age. So the first step toward containing these healthcare costs is obviously to avoid getting sick. And so my question to you is, are you investing in sickness and disease or health and wellness? And my advice is to consciously choose that health and wellness. And so my little heart check here is for you to be thinking, how am I doing with my nutrition? How am I doing with my healthy body weight? And what is my physical activity? Okay? And so we know that we can do better. We can all do better. And so I'm going to just take a second here to go ahead and switch to another slide. All right. So, strange. Okay. So, the new food pyramid here is talking, which I'm sure you've seen before, but over half of our diet should be grains and vegetables and fruits, over half. And what we want to do is eat that variety of color. The red and the orange would be your fruits, and your yellow and green, your vegetables, and your blue and purple being the berries and grapes. Okay? Less of the white flour, white sugar, white rice, white bread, white pasta. And again, those are simple carbs that turn right into fat, get stored as fat. You know, it's simple carbs, simple sugar, stored as fat, and we don't need that much, okay? So when at all possible, avoid the whites, okay? You can even go online and look at fruitsandveggiesmatter.gov. And again, I apologize, some of these slides are just surprising me to no end because that's not normally what that looks like. But a great resource, fruitsandveggiesmatter.gov, where you can find different recipes, different ideas for getting those fruits and vegetables in. But what we do know is over the last 16 years that the trend of those eating more than 5 fruits and vegetables total has remained at 24-25%. Now let me explain this. That means 75% of people are eating less than 4 total vegetables and fruits a day. And the recommendation is for us to have 7-13. So I want you to see that we have educated, but the population is still stuck on less than 5. The majority being 75% are eating less than 4 total vegetables and fruits a day. And Dr. Katz, who we have talked about from Yale, has said that these 2 food categories have the greatest potential of all for promoting health and fighting disease, and there needs to be an effort to get people to eat their fruits and vegetables and to convince them that it's important to their health. And as you've already heard, Juice Plus is a viable solution. Because of the research, it really got my attention. And really, I was the biggest skeptic there ever was, and it took me several years because I was always taught to not be judgmental and say it might help, it might not hurt, but you're probably wasting your money. Well, my husband had already been taking it for several years. He was the one with the health crisis, not me. I was 5 years younger than him. But the research just continued to come out, and what I found, first of all, was that Juice Plus was, in fact, nutrition in a capsule. It was the concentrated juiced powders from 15 of the most nutrient-dense vegetables, fruits, and grains, and had a food label and nutrition facts. So I started to take notice when I realized that, hey, this is not a vitamin. This is not a supplement. It actually has a food label. And then a paradigm shift started to happen. Oh, my gosh, you know, this is actually like a salad bar in a capsule that was virtually calorie-free, and it was a complement to a healthy diet. Oh, my goodness gracious. I think this is because I switched over to Microsoft 11 not too long ago. Okay, so what you can see here are the ingredients in the what we call orchard, garden, and vineyard blend, and you can actually read the ingredients and see apple, oranges, pineapple, cranberry, spinach, parsley, beets, as well as the grapes and berries and raspberries. And, you know, I really like that because I know that I don't get spinach on a daily basis, let alone parsley and cabbage and kale. And the other thing is that it is actually grown, the produce, under specifications of being gluten, herbicide, insecticide, preservative free, 90% organic. But more importantly, there are no banned substances, no radiation, and it's non-GMO. And so it's really juiced, blended, and encapsulated under the most rigorous and highest standards, quality standards, and recommended by thousands of practicing medical practitioners. And it is because of this research over a decade of peer-reviewed, published clinical research. As of now, there are 18 published studies, 8 more that are in the process of being completed, a total of 26. So you can see here the affiliates that have done the studies, and they are done around the world. You can see United States, UCLA, Florida, University of Texas, MD Anderson, South Carolina, North Carolina, Yale University, Vanderbilt, but then around the world, England, Austria, Australia, Italy, Germany, Japan. And so that's very important because, you know, the studies are not done by the company. They are done by medical universities. And then number two, published in peer-reviewed independent publications, and you can see the journal covers here, British Journal of Nutrition, Journal of Cardiology, Medicine and Science and Sports and Exercise, and 70% of those studies are double-blind, placebo-controlled. And in the last year, there's been 3 studies just in 2010 alone. And the summary of these studies, and I'm not going to go over all of them, it's getting late, but it's very important to know what research shows. And it's number one is that the nutrients, the phytonutrients are actually absorbed by the body, and they are showing up in the body, in the bloodstream, that it helps reduce oxidative stress. There's actual markers of the damaged cells that are showing up in terms of being reduced compared to placebo. Markers of inflammation are reduced. The immune system is balanced and supported, and DNA is protected, as well as several indicators of vascular wellness. And, you know, Kim had talked about turning on or turning off certain genes. And really, that whole field has emerged as very exciting right now, because the researchers are showing that you can actually turn on protector genes and turn off cancer genes by the foods that you eat, and you can actually pass that on to your children. And so 11 of the studies of the 18 have actually shown that those nutrients in the fruits and vegetables are showing up in the body. These are some of the nutrients: the carotenoids, beta-carotene, lycopene, folate, tocopherols, vitamin C. And then also, number two was the reduction in oxidative stress, which is very messed up there. But one thing that's really exciting is that some of my other slides that I have a whole segment on, they for some reason didn't show up. But there is something called oxidative stress that happens on a cell level. And basically, it's due to the byproduct of energy metabolism. You know, we make energy because we're eating and drinking and breathing, so we're making energy as a result. And we actually, the byproduct of making energy is something called a free radical. They are actually toxic to your cells. Well, too many free radicals is what causes damage on a cell level. And this picture here is just a picture of the cells lining, and you can see at the top what is called a phospholipid bilayer, and the little round things up there at the top, those are actually proteins, and the red on the bottom, those are actually the result of free radical attacks. Okay, that is a picture of lipid oxidation. And so this is a huge field. People, you know, researchers spend their entire lives studying the harmful effect of free radicals on lipids, as well as protein and DNA. Well, 11 of these studies have shown a reduction in this oxidative stress. And we know that the more oxidative stress you have on a cell level, the more illnesses and disease you have. Well, another three studies, actually four, showed that you could have less protein damage with exercise. Again, you know, a lot of people that exercise have increased damage to their muscles. They have more injuries. They age more quickly. Sometimes they're sicker because, you know, even though they're athletes, they're doing a lot of damage because they're not eating correctly necessarily, or they're, you know, just not aware of what's going on. So this four studies showed that those that took Juice Plus had less damaged protein. And this one that just came out showed that those that took it had positively impacted their inflammation, markers of inflammation. And what's even more exciting is that the body's own antioxidant enzyme was increased. So not only were three different markers of inflammation decreased, but the body's own protector enzyme was increased. That's called superoxide dismutase. And four studies showed that the immune system was, in fact, balanced and supported. And some people would say, well, you know, I have a weakened immune system. I don't want to boost up a weakened immune system. Well, what happens is that the actual T cells and B cells will become more balanced. So that they can actually work better together. A lot of people have too many too many B cells and not enough T cells. The T cells are the ones that are to be in charge, okay? So very exciting to know that several studies have shown that those that had taken Juice Plus, and here was one with some law students, had actually shown the bioavailability, that the oxidative stress was improved by 50%. The immune system markers were improved by 30%, and reduction of DNA damage by 40%. And then the DNA, again, two studies showing 10 years apart. And this is the other thing that's exciting, is that the research continues to come out after 12 years showing in different scenarios, different circumstances, that the results continue to be consistent. So protection of DNA, meaning that those that had a healthier diet and those that had more fruits and vegetables, their DNA did not break as much. And you can see here longer DNA and the shorter DNA. Actually here, these are telomeres, which are the tips of the chromosomes. And so obviously, we want our DNA to stay long and strong. And then finally, different indicators of cardiovascular wellness, which we know we have different markers, and one is homocysteine, and several studies showed that those that took Juice Plus had reduction in their homocysteine. They had better blood flow after a high-fat meal, and then they had less coronary artery calcification. And this slide totally doesn't look right, so I'm going to skip that. But the Journal of Cardiology did show that those that took Juice Plus and the Vineyard Blend on a daily basis for as little as 3 weeks could reduce the immediate adverse effect of high-fat meal on blood flow compared to placebo. And so in conclusion here, 18 published studies, and you can see the different categories of conclusions, and the research continues to come out with gum health, with skin health, which is really exciting for those of us that are aging and are now probably many of you over 30 or 40, but you will soon be over 50. And so what's really nice to know that after taking Juice Plus myself for Now, 7 years, I do hear people say that I don't look like I'm 51, so that's kind of fun. But now there's a study that shows that those that take Juice Plus have better circulation in their skin, less wrinkling, their density is improved, and so there's a lot more coming out, including a study on pregnancy. So we know that we need to protect the children, you know, in utero. So 8 more studies are supposed to come out in the next 18 months. And for those of you that want to look more, if you would just even log in to juiceplus.com, which is the public website, you can read more. And there's also tools and tips there that I'm sure you would enjoy to look at. Now I'm going to go ahead and see what else could be hiding here. Nancy, I don't know where the rest of my slides are.
Well, that's okay. We kind of need to wrap up the slideshow anyway. I have a bunch of questions to ask.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to think ahead here, but you know what? That's the way it goes.
Well, the other slides that I saw were talking about the chewables. A lot
right.
of people have asked, you know, are these only capsules or are they available in chewables?
Okay. Well, why don't we just do you want me to put anything up or just leave the blank?
We can just, you know, talk if you want to.
Okay. Okay. I just wish I, as I'm so visual, I just wish I could find something pretty to put
there,
up
that's
here.
Pretty.
Okay, that's pretty. Yes, one of my slides did show the soft chewables, and Nancy, I think Sam has taken the soft chewables, right?
Yes, he loves them.
Okay. And so, yes, that is the powders of the fruit and vegetable concentrate, and it is all natural. There's 2 natural sweeteners in there and a little bit of fiber added in. Everything is gluten-free, kosher certified, and so it is, for those that have issues with capsules, a better way to get the nutrition, and you can actually cut them up and even have a smaller piece, but they're not that big.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually also open up the capsules and sprinkle the contents in just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Dana, and I was going to mention that as well, because I've had a number of customers that have done that, that have opened up the capsules and added them to smoothies or scrambled eggs or anything.
Mm-hmm. Those of us who have done the biomedical route are very used to playing scientific, you know, mad scientist in the morning and opening capsules and putting them in juice, and that is not a foreign concept to us.
Okay, good.
But having the chewables is really a much better alternative
mm-hmm.
for those kids who are not gummy sensitive. I mean, they're great.
Right.
My teenagers prefer those.
Mm.
They're just, I have to hide the bag and give them
right.
what they need to get each day, or they'll eat the whole bag.
Right, and my husband has done that before. So any constipation issues, it definitely will help that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that Sam had
okay.
when we started on Juice Plus a couple months ago. And I'll tell you what, we're off of all laxatives right now, knock wood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful.
First time in 13 years, I can say that,
wow.
that he's not taken any laxatives. He's feeling much better in his GI tract. I'm sure he is.
Well, and that's one of the slides that did not come up, is that the lining of our stomach, you know, does regenerate after 2 to 3 weeks even. So, you know, all of our cells are going to, you know, pretty much transition in and out by 4 months. Okay, so mm-hmm. that is why nutrition is so vital, because half of our cells right now are stable, a fourth are dying off, a fourth are brand new. So, you know, it takes at least 4 to 6 months to really affect all of our cells, but the GI tract usually, you know, is regenerated even faster. So that's why, Nancy, you're noticing most likely sooner than later that in particular improving.
Yeah, that's why a lot of our families put their kids on the gluten-free, casein-free diet, is because of the gastrointestinal disturbances, you know, that mm-hmm. they're experiencing. And so many of our kids do well, or much better anyway, without the gluten and the casein proteins, because they can't digest them.
Mm, okay.
And it causes behavioral disturbances and you know, constipation or diarrhea or or whatever, and to get that gut healthy so they can, you know, process the foods that they eat and the proteins that they eat, it, you know, it just makes a world of difference.
Right.
So the GFCF diet may not be necessary anymore if they get their gut healthy.
Yes, definitely.
Can you tell me a little bit more about supplementation versus whole food nutrition? Because I think that's a very fuzzy.
Okay,
great. We're very used to supplementation. You know, we're used to lots and lots of vitamins.
Right. And that segment of my talk went bye-bye as well. So the difference is that it is best to get your nutrition through the whole food. And that is because of the synergy of what is in the vegetable and fruit. Okay, there's over 12,000 nutrients that are in vegetables and fruits. And so, for instance, in an apple, there is vitamin C in an apple. The amount of vitamin C measured in an apple is very small. It's like 5.7 milligrams. But in order to get a vitamin C pill to be as potent as that 5.7 milligrams, you would need 1,500 milligrams of a vitamin C pill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the vitamins and minerals and nutrients and enzymes that the body really can process and really benefit from is best from the whole food. And a lot of people, because of issues with, you know, tastes or, you know, availability or just, you know, you can't get in 7 to 13 a day, they will supplement with vitamins and enzymes and whatever's on the shelf. Research has shown, number one, that many of those vitamins do not get absorbed. Number two, they are either in the wrong amounts or you take too much of C or too much of A or too much of E, and what about everything else that you need? And so you cannot reproduce what's in the actual fruit or vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
We also have studies showing that, you know, even though you're buying it and it says it's organic or not, it says it's natural or, you know, there's no law that says what is in that bottle has to really be in that bottle, because there's no regulation. And so you're taking your chances from item to item. You know, so absorption is inconsistent. You don't know for sure. You know, they've tested just regular vitamins and found only half of them had in them what they were supposed to have in them.
Mm-hmm.
Some had too much lead, too much A, and, you know, inconsistent absorption. So, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, wrong or bad, but you don't know. And
that's
so
changing, isn't it?
It is. It's definitely. And people are becoming more aware. They're more aware as consumers, and doctors are making less, you know, they're not recommending, you know, filling in the gap with a vitamin. They're saying you need to eat more whole food. Now, with your audience in particular, you're like, yes, but. And so that's why Nancy, as a, you know, facilitator, is so excited, and Kim, because you're both moms, and you know that Juice Plus is one of those solutions that can fill in the gap because of the research that has been done independently of the company.
Yeah, I know for my son, he's such a picky eater that there's 5-6 things that he'll eat, and they mostly consist of the things that he shouldn't eat, chicken nuggets, pizza, so forth. So I feel very good as a parent to know that I've given him broccoli and kale and all of his green leafies that he wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. First thing in the morning, he's getting all this great nutrition, and he's having a great time. He loves them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a peace of mind. Whereas I used to play mad scientist and, you know, not knowing whether I'm getting the levels right and whether he's getting the nutrition he needs. I know he's getting the nutrition he needs because it's whole food nutrition. It's not a supplement. It's not just a vitamin A or calcium. It's the whole food.
I think the other thing, I saw some questions earlier about, you know, taking a green supplement or taking mm-hmm. some kind of a juice. You know, they have all of these things that say they're five vegetables in a liquid. Certainly there's other alternatives out there. And I really want to address cost because I think that it's easy to start throwing money away at some of these things that are supposed to be advertised as you know, even the V8 juices and things like that, is that a child can get Juice Plus for free if the adult gets it for up to 3 years. And so that turns out to be $5 a week.
I think you need to say that again.
Okay. Turns out to be $5 a week for a child, $5 for the adult. So that's $10 a week total. $5 for your child, $5 for you to get this nutrition.
Both of you. The parent and the child.
15 fruits and vegetables and 2 grains. And so, you know, that is about $1.30 a day. And so think about how much one of those liquid vegetable drinks costs. It's not $1.30.
Right.
It's $2 and $3 and $4. And so, you know, moms will spend anything to try to fill in the gap.
I certainly did. I spent hundreds a month on supplements for Sam.
Wow.
And, you know, who knows? I mean, I don't see any difference with him on the supplements, off the supplements. I have seen a difference with Juice Plus, and it's the whole food nutrition. I just have to, mm-hmm. you know, give it the kudos there because nothing else was helping. You know, I was medicating and supplementing, and nothing was working.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Susan from Hamburg, New York, has asked, are there any of the Juice Plus products available in smaller quantities than 4 months supply because of the pickiness of my children, autism, or Asperger's and PDD and OS? I have to try things first and wouldn't dare buy in such a large quantity up front.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And number one is that everything is fully, fully refundable. And so the reason that they do, so obviously this guy already knew about the 4 month supply. It comes in a 4 month supply because it saves on shipping and it helps reinforce the concept that it takes time for the cells to turn over and to be affected with good nutrition. But certainly understanding what you're going through, okay, there's always that time of saying, you know, they couldn't take it, they couldn't tolerate it, whatever. It can be refunded and returned.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, exactly. 100%. Number two, you only pay for 1 month at a time. Even if you're given your 4 month supply, they only let you pay 1 month. I mean, you can pay for all of it, but most people don't. Mm-hmm. You just pay for 1 month. And then, you know, the other 3 months you have in your hand, but you haven't paid for them yet. Okay. So like with you, Nancy, you know, your kiddos wanted the chewables and not the capsules and vice versa. So they work with you and, you know, do the best to make sure that your needs are taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They sure did. Is Juice Plus gluten and casein free?
Yes. Definitely.
And chemical-free and
herbicide, pesticide. They also have
everything free.
Everything free. There's also something called NSF certification, which is a new certification, which is sort of like the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. It's an independent certification that has said it's been independently tested to have everything in it that it's supposed to. It has no banned substances for athletes, and it's totally herbicide, pesticide, and gluten-free. But, you know, already had the kosher certification and the gluten-free certification, but this NSF is just another level of quality control, totally voluntary. I mean, we already had the nutrition label, which is regulated by the FDA. With a nutrition label, but then this NSF is just an added certification.
A couple of people have posted that their child is on Depakote for seizures.
Mm-hmm.
one of the families is going to take their child off of Depakote, both families are experiencing a lot of weight loss with Depakote. Have you seen that as a physician?
Yes, you can have weight loss with many different medications. You know, and I, first of all, you know, I'm obviously not giving advice, but, you know, my thought is, you know, please don't just take your child off of Depakote for that reason alone. But then, like you said, Nancy, you're used to doing that or playing what you said, mad scientist. But, and I understand that. But, in terms of the whole weight loss issues, you know, it is a training. It is a habit. And what I like is just the whole idea of metabolic reprogramming, even as you're getting the sugars out and the whites, the starches, you know, the French fries and the, you know what the starches are, but, you know, your body starts craving more of the different foods. And so irregardless of the medications, you know, they can have those taste buds reformulated or reshaped like Dr. Sears was talking about.
And I wouldn't recommend taking a child off of Depakote either, you know, that's experiencing seizures without your doctor overseeing that. One family was saying, you know, when I do take them off the medication with the doctor's advice and I want to increase her nutritional level, what would be a good thing to do? And, you know, I would have to say juice plus.
Right. That definitely will start being a catalyst. And if you do, for those of you that want to learn some more, you know, on the website that we have posted here, which is basically the Nancy B Loves Juice Plus, that's the same as thejuiceplus.com, but that's her personal site. There's actually a video on the front page, and there's two more videos under resources, which will show you how this is only a catalyst. Other things happen. You know, the kids will start drinking water because they're hearing the differences between water and pop. Or you will start, you know, trying new foods. Or over time, you know, things just start, you become more physically active. And it's an awareness that occurs because, you know, it's a catalyst. Something's lighting the match. And so continue to look at what wouldn't be improved by more fruits and vegetables. What would it look like for your kids to become, you know, more aware and to just be more involved in food choices? Like Kim was saying, Bailey is now, you know, before she wasn't interested. Now after 6 years, she's at 17, she knows what's going on with nutrition. And that took a lot of work, but it happened because the whole family became more aware.
Mm-hmm.
Jan?
Yes.
We might mention also the Vineyard and the Complete, especially for those families who were seeing, you know, their children weight loss and all that. The Complete is a great, you know, supplement as well.
Why don't you go ahead and explain that?
Well, the Juice Plus Complete is a powder, and it comes in chocolate and vanilla, which you can make into a smoothie. And it can be mixed with milk or juice. It could be used with water as well. But I'll make it with rice milk. And you can mix frozen fruit in there. One of my favorite recipes right now is just to use the chocolate with a chocolate soy milk and a little bit of natural peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a great meal replacement or a post or a pre workout drink, but my son, 1 year, he would drink that every morning before he went off to school, and it was that brainy breakfast that Dr. Sears is talking about. And Jan, you can probably explain better what is in it.
Well, and that you did awesome, Kim, and because it's all plant based, the protein is a soy protein. And all of the, everything that's in it is plant-based, including some of the fruit and vegetable powders that are in the actual gum, soft chewables or capsules. But it's actually, you know, the protein, the carbohydrate, and the fat. But it is like what he was talking about under the carbohydrates or under the good, I think it was the carbohydrates, you know, it has high protein, high fiber. So that makes it a healthier choice.
Right. We found it much, much better supplement than, say, like a Pediasure, Ensure, or something like that. And like I said, my kids really like them. I love it. And then Bailey also takes the Vineyard, too. And the Vineyard is the berries and the grapes. And I think maybe in one of your slides it did show the three, but we talked about the fruits and the vegetables. And the Vineyard blend just really finishes that rainbow so that you can get all of those antioxidants from all of those different colors, mm-hmm. the purples and the blues as well as the reds and the oranges and the greens.
I'm glad you guys brought up the powder, because several families have said that, you know, their child is just will not eat solid food,
mm-hmm.
just will not.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be a great way to get that nutrition in them.
Exactly. And then you could actually, and it comes with about 20 different recipes. And I'm like him, I'm just stuck on two or three, but you can also then open up a capsule and
mm-hmm.
put the powder in there. So you can get, I saw somebody saying about how you are constantly trying to trick the kiddos by putting in, you know, different vegetables, but, you know, they never would know once you open those capsules and put them in the soft, in the complete shake.
Yeah, they think they're just taking a milkshake or a,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
regular drink. Let's see. Trying to find a question that hasn't already been answered. We've touched on so many of these. The weight issues, the sensory issues.
Yeah, I did want to, we talked about it a little bit, but that metabolic reprogramming.
Mm-hmm.
And I did experience that with my children, and I know I read some of the questions that had been posted early, and many families had asked the question, you know, how can we change their taste buds? How can we change their desire to eat more fruits and vegetables? And, you know, I will say that after the kids started taking their Juice Plus, that their taste did change, and they started eating broccoli. You know, they started eating some of these fruits and the vegetables that they didn't eat before. And in fact, it happened to me as well. And I was quite surprised when it happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I didn't tell my story. When Sam went to, I have a 22-year-old, and when he went to camp for 3 weeks when he was about 16, he'd been taking his Juice Plus for about a year, came out of camp and wanted to go to McDonald's. And so I took him to McDonald's because I hadn't seen him for 3 weeks, and he ordered a salad. And that's when I personally experienced metabolic reprogramming, because he had never eaten a salad. And I thought, this kid has certainly, something's definitely happened to him. So, and now at 22, you know, coming back from college, you know, he'll say, you know I didn't eat right this week. You know, I need something really good. So, you know, I mean, you have made an impact, or we've made an impact over years of just being aware and having that conversation. And, you know, they do grow up, and they start, you know, they're not perfect by any means, but at least they've had that foundation. And, you know, I look back, and it's like, when's the last time he had a cold? When's the last time he was ever sick? I mean, and I am around sick people, and I haven't been, you know, I haven't had a cold for, I had two colds that lasted less than 2 days in 7 years. So that's nice to know, too. But now the studies support that, too, with the immune system.
Yeah. See, one of the questions here is, does it contain preservatives to keep it fresh?
No. It's encapsulated, and there is a shelf life, which is another reason why, you know, it's labeled as a food, and it is a gelatin capsule. And for those that are purely vegetarian, then the soft chewable is your vegetarian alternative. But the gelatin goes down very easily, and there's absolutely no preservative. And if you open up the capsule like we keep talking about, you can actually still smell the green, it smells alive. So, I mean, there are some live enzymes in there. And so, you know, there is a shelf life.
What was helpful for me was to see the video that's on the homepage of the website and to see literally the vegetables and fruits coming in from the farm into the machine, into powder form, into the capsule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to see it. You know, it takes the juicing concept one step further.
Right. And that is how it was discovered, was by somebody that was juicing and, you know, figured out how to preserve the ingredients and, you know, keep the temperature exactly right and take out the fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And then that there's a quick dry, and the faster it's dried, the better the, you know, the stability of the nutrients. And then you take it another step and say, well, then how do you know that it's working? And it's because of the studies. You know, that's how we know, because of those bioavailability. It shows that it's showing up compared to placebo.
It's in the bloodstream, and it gets into the body instead of flushed down the toilet.
Exactly.
Yep. Someone has asked, can you please give us the number of servings of fruits and vegetables per age group again?
Kim, you had that good slide.
I did, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, the adults are 7, or, you know, 7 to 13.
The 7 was the middle one. From ages 6 and up was 5 to 7, I believe. And then it was 7 to 13 for adults. And I think it was 4 to 9 for younger than 6.
Mm-hmm. I just remember it as this, you know, because obviously you see there's, you know, a hyphen in there. But basically 7 to 13 for the adult, which I consider 12 and above. And then below 12, you know, you're trying to get in 5 to 7
mm-hmm.
total fruits and vegetables. So, you know, think
that's
about
different
the,
fruits and vegetables, not
right,
all
exactly, not 5 apples in a day.
Right.
But remember the slide where it showed that only 25% are getting in more than 5, and that's adults.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, my whole slide set that you didn't get to see, you know, was showing why there's so much sickness and disease, is because we're just falling so short. And it's really something we can do something about.
That's true. One of the things that we talked about was oxidative stress, and I know that exercise causes additional oxidative stress on our cells.
Uh-huh.
And those of us who know about biomedical interventions and have learned all these things about our kids have learned about oxidative stress.
Uh-huh.
And do you believe that because our kids are under additional stress because of their, you know,
uh-huh.
short fuses and...
Right.
All the stress that they're just under on a normal basis from all the sensory input and everything else, do you think that they are under additional oxidative stress?
Definitely. Definitely. And it's interesting that you are so educated on that, because I had a physician that I was trying to tell them about oxidative stress, and they immediately said, yeah, that they were under a lot of stress. But, yes, the point is on a normal, if there is such a thing, you know, we have 10 to 12,000 free radicals, you know, attacks mm-hmm. per cell per day, which causes, that's the result of that is oxidative stress. So think of 10 to 12,000 free radical attacks. But then if you're under, you know, taking a lot of pharmaceutical medicines, if you smoke, if you're in a stressful environment, if you have other things, if you're pregnant, you know, these other issues take that normal 10,000 per cell per day way up.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is yes, yes, yes. Moms, short fuses, you know, imagine, remember when we did the seminar in Dayton, somebody said, you know, what about the mom who's at the stoplight who's, you know, just had it? What does that do to your body? Let alone the kids. So, you know, are your kids sicker than maybe others? You know, do you feel like you're run down? I mean, a lot of that is because your body can only handle so much, and then it just starts to break down. So, yes, definitely the emotional side adds to it, you know, which is why some people have heart attacks without any at risk factor except for stress.
Wow. Well, we're going a little over time here because we got a slow start, but I did have a question from Heather in Virginia Beach. She wants to know, if you cannot afford Juice Plus, what would the good alternative be?
Well, I would say, first of all, there's probably not an alternative that would be less expensive. I think that people, when they have that question of price, I have to tell them to back it out into a weekly amount of $10. Okay? You know, it's $41 a month, it's $10 a week. So when you look at a grocery budget, can you redirect $10 a week towards something that you know is going to work? Take that down to $1.35 a day. You know, there might be something out there that says it's just like Juice Plus or, you know, 15 fruits and vegetables. You buy it at GNC, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the label, and it says supplement. It doesn't say nutrition. And so we're back to that whole thing of, are you throwing away money, thinking you're saving, on something you don't know is going to work? So, you know, how many people do you know that are unemployed or have, you know, real financial issues, you know, seriously, that will still get what they really want and need, whether it's, you know, nails or hair or a TV set if it breaks? So the bottom line is you will invest and find a way if you believe it has value for your family. Does that make sense?
Yes, I totally agree because, you know, we've done without a lot of things just so Sam could get what he needed. You know, he could get the therapy he needed. He could get the nutritional supplements we thought he needed.
Mm-hmm.
It is super simple when you look at it that way to find $10 in my grocery budget. Put the Mountain Dew and the Cheetos back.
Yep.
You know, that's simple.
Mm-hmm. And it's a paradigm shift. Again, understanding fruits and vegetables in a capsule, understanding the value of research, but then saying, okay, if I can't afford something, I'm saying, what can you afford? You know, and so it's all relative in the belief of the value. So, you know, no, I can't recommend anything else because I don't know the research. And so I would hate to say, oh, yeah, well, that you'll save yourself $3, but it might not work at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really not saving anything.
Nancy, if I might just add a little bit to that, too, I found that our expenses, our monthly expenses, actually went down after we added Juice Plus to our diet because some of the over-counter prescriptions and or over-the-counter medicines and the prescriptions that we were paying for, we no longer needed after, you know, a little while. So, for instance, for myself, allergy medications, a couple different allergy medications and allergy shots, I was able to stop. Bailey, she was on medication for her constipation, and as a result of that, she would constantly get urinary tract infections, and so then she was on an antibiotic for that, which eventually they put her on a preventative, so she was on an antibiotic constantly, and the minute she would go off the antibiotic, then she would get a urinary tract infection. And it was a vicious cycle. And the day I started her on Juice Plus, I took her off of the antibiotic. And normally within 2 weeks, she would have had an infection. She went an entire year without an infection.
Wow.
And so, you know, I would just encourage those parents that, you know, are looking at the cost, because I certainly did when I first looked at this. But just to encourage them to say that there might be some expenses later that you'll find that you won't need. And isn't that our goal, you know, to be able to get kids off of some of those pharmaceuticals that they're taking?
Absolutely. Well, ladies, I want to thank you both for your insight and your wisdom and your your wonderful presentations tonight. I know it was just a comedy of errors, but we got through it. And hopefully we educated some people out there about good nutrition and the benefits. And I did want to remind our remaining listeners that if you want to receive a transcript of this event, please join the Spectrum Gold Club by clicking the button on your screen. It's also available on the website, the www.momsfightingautism.com website. And we will send you a copy of the webinar audio and transcript, plus send you 29 other webinars when you join. Also, tell us what you think. Give us a call at 877-211-0212, extension 1, and leave a short comment or a testimonial. That number again is 877-211-0212. And thank you all for attending and sticking in there with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye. Good night.